Okay. Let's go to the next slide. They're talking about the chalice he had. It says that the chalice, the object within it, thus meant to represent the bread and the wine, the symbols of the Eucharist. And another caption is photograph of the statue with these words, Melchizedek bearing the grail cup out of which comes the stone. Now that's actually the caption in the Cathedral of Chartres. It's the only chapel that has a statue of Melchizedek. He's holding a grail, and in the grail is the stone. Who is Melchizedek? Melchizedek was one of the sons of Noah. He was Shem. It says in the Bible that Melchizedek had no earthly father or earthly mother. He had been born again as the Son of God. He lived 900 and some years. Okay? He had no earthly father or earthly mother because he had been born again. So he was Melchizedek. And that's the basis of the Melchizedek priesthood. So it's named after. It goes down through Abraham into Egypt, back out of Egypt with Moses, then down to the time of the first temple and the destruction of the first temple. I went to Rabbi Plotkin at Temple Beth Israel in Phoenix. I said, Rabbi, have you ever heard of white powdered gold? He says, oh yeah, Dave. So as far as we know, no one's known how to make it since the destruction of the first temple. And I said, would it bother you if you found out I had the U.S. and worldwide patent position on it? And his reaction was, Dave, you've got a hell of a bunch of decisions to make in your life, don't you? What he said to me, and this is the very beginning when I began to look into it, he says, Dave, this is the magic. But it can be black magic, or it can be white magic, depending on who has it. Now that was his response. And I began to take this real seriously. It's something that really bothered me for a long time. In my opinion, this brings about the perfecting of the body. But it doesn't